can't clap and sing.
He's having you on.
He's booking a bounce.
Hey, this is Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
What? You know what? It's Free Range Radio time, like Amanda said there. That was DJ Penny Lane, of course. You can catch her Sunday nights here on UMFM. No, not Sunday. It's tonight, you idiot. It's tonight. Coming up tonight at 9 o'clock. Oh, boy. A little frazzled today. It's Thursday, so it's steel-belted free-range radio, don't you know? My name's Jeff, here till 8 o'clock, and playing you some stuff. And once again, it's a tough week. Last week, we paid tribute to Guy Clark, played a whole bunch of great, great Guy Clark songs, and I got a whole bunch. I might even play a whole bunch more for you tonight because there's so much that we didn't get to. By the way, if you missed last week's show or the Sunday show where we had some very special guests talking about Guy Clark, you can check those out at tellthebandtogohome.com. We got the podcasts up there from those, and they're worth checking out. I would suggest. So you should do that. By the way, tonight, if there's something you want to hear, something you want to say, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can send me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson with a J. And, connect. It's good to connect. So let's do that. And like I started off saying there, it's another tough week for music, especially here in Canada, when we heard some devastating news about a real Canadian icon this week. I just kind of got over the whole Spirit of the West, John Mann, Vince Dietrich, their health problems thing, and, you know, just started to live with that. And then they go and say this week that Gord Downie has incurable brain cancer. That's huge. Now, I'll be perfectly honest with you. You don't hear the Tragically Hip on this show very often, and I haven't listened to a Tragically Hip record in a long time. But when I was younger, when I was in high school, I listened to them all the time. I used to go see them at Sunfest and Walker Theater and all kinds of places like that, and absolutely loved them every time. I think probably the last time I saw them was at the opening of the MTS Center here in Winnipeg years ago. But they're rolling through again this summer. And I pulled out my Tragically Hip CDs this week, and I've been listening to them, and damn, if they're not great. I mean, as much as I never really listen to them anymore, I never lost respect for this band for a lot of good reasons. They just kept making original and music that they loved and wanted to do. They never kind of relied on trying to rehash the old hits so much. There's no Tragically Hip greatest hits record. I don't even think there's a live record of any kind. They just kept making new music, and you got to respect that. But the thing that I probably love the most about that band, they gave a leg up to so many great Canadian bands. If you look at so many bands like The Watchmen and The Weaker Thans and Joel Plaskett and The Odds, Rio Statics, all of them got huge, huge lifts from touring with the Tragically Hip, and I got to admire and respect that for sure. And I got to play a couple of things just for fun, because I'm starting to remember just how great these records are. Aside from the hits, which you'll hear on the other stations, I'll pull out a few dusty gems, album tracks, because there were so many great album tracks. Mm-hmm. We'll play a few of those for you, and then some covers and whatever else we want to hear. All right, and we got to keep in mind, Gord Downie's not dead. He's still doing fine, still going on tour this summer, and so we're celebrating, enjoying a life well lived, and whatever else is still to come.
Crazy child. It's a
Exactly.
Couldn't pull the trigger, so we attached a string to it around the lamp and to the doorknob. The
first person to come into our cheap fucking apartment would blow both our heads off. We got to think and we changed our minds. You know, I mean, we got scared and we kind of chickened out and we laughed. You know, we laughed about it. What were we thinking? We're not that bad. I mean, we don't need to kill ourselves. We don't need to kill ourselves. And then the D train rattled overhead. Knock the door ajar, the door ajar, the door ajar, the jar door, the door ajar. The knob, the faulty lock, the door swung open. Killed her. That's my story, I'm sticking to it. They said, don't you think God you push a bit too fast? Slowing down, don't make it last. And then I just said I'm out of my worries, I'm gonna set you free. Oh boy, oh, I see that world, bring it home to me. Oh,
to leisure. Oh, call for desperate times, call for desperate measures. So she went to the closet and she pulled the old gun down. I put a bullet through his heart if he ain't on by sundown. Yeah, 555, it comes a-walking in the front door smiling. They said I don't read too much in, but I ain't denying.
Hi, my name's Justin Rutledge, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
On. It's kind of cool. That's the always amazing Selena Martin there from Toronto, and along with the Faceless Forces of Bigness. The Faceless Forces of Bigness. With their cover, The Tragically Hip's Grace 2 from the Have Not Been the Same Volume 1 record. A bunch of current Canadian artists doing their favorite inspirations. Is that the word? I don't know. Stuff that inspired them, I guess. And that's a good one. Before that, Justin Rutledge from his, it's kind of weird. Justin Rutledge doing an album of Tragically Hip covers. I still think that's kind of bizarre. But there's some great stuff on it, including that Escape Is at Hand for the Traveling Man. And we heard a few from the Hip themselves. We heard I Believe in You, or I'll Believe in You Tonight from Up to Here. Oh, I always loved that one. Man, it's a good track. Before that, we heard the classic live version of Highway Girl with the great rant that kind of morphed into At the 100th Meridian. Another song grew out of that, and so good, so good. Hope to hear some of those rants this summer when the Hip go on tour. And we also heard Small Town Bring Down from that first EP, which is really terrific. Well worth tracking down if you don't have it, and definitely worth digging out if you got it in a box somewhere like I did. It is pretty great stuff. Besides the rockers, they have a real wonderful mellow side as well. And I just want to play a couple of things on the mellower side of the wonderful Tragically Hip. We are celebrating cultural icons, the Tragically Hip. We're going on tour perhaps for the last time this summer.
Does your mother tell you things long, long when I'm gone? Who you talking to? She telling you I'm one. It's a great mistake. And I'm wide awake. Driving's rained out. Weatherman with fingers in the sky. He pokes it out, pulls it in. Don't know why. It's the same mistake. It's been a long.
Long, 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 long at your house this morning. Just a little laughter tonight. Could have been the Willie Nelson. Could have been the wine. But I left your house this morning. A little laughter night. It was in Bob Caton where I saw the constellations reveal themselves one star at a time. Drove back to town this morning. Working on my mind, I thought of maybe quitting, thought of leaving it behind. Went back to bed this morning, and as I'm pulling down the sky was dull and hypothetical and falling one cloud at a time. That night in Toronto with its checkerboard floors, riding horseback, keeping order restored to the men they couldn't pay, stepped up to the mic and sang, and their voices rang with that Aryan twang. To your house this morning, just a little laughter night, middle of that riot, couldn't keep you off my mind. At your house this morning, just a little aftermath, 'cause it was in Bob Cajun I saw the constellations reveal themselves one star.
ponder the endless mist of the stars, ignoring sensing of my father. Either it'll move me, or it'll move right through me, fully,
a guy named Chris Koster there. That was from one of those 45 7-inch singles that came out on Seventh Fire Records. They had a great vinyl series going for a couple of years and always put out really interesting stuff, and that is Chris Koster's cover of The Tragically Hip's Fully Completely. Before that, a beautiful little unreleased gem from Martin Tielli, his fine version of Bob Cajun. And a beauty from the hip before that, long time running. Man, that is a beautiful, beautiful song. And yeah, you'll have a bunch of chances to go see him this summer. Hopefully you can make it to one of those shows or more. And who knows, maybe there'll be more. Maybe. Let's hope. We're going to take a quick break and come back with some more sad news a little closer to home. Great Winnipeg Live Band calling it a day today. Man, I just can't win these days. We'll pay tribute to them coming up after a couple of these.